Hello again, you're listening to the News at 1. Defective concrete blocks in homes in County Donegal are failing because of pyrotite and not mica, according to research published in an international journal for the building and construction industry. Carried out and peer-reviewed by experts for cement and concrete research who visited Donegal last November, the report says identifying this is extremely important for the success of the entire €2.2 billion state remediation scheme. We've been speaking to one of the authors of the report, Professor Paul Dunlop from Ulster University, himself an affected homeowner.
So we sampled four homes that were condemned for demolition under the redress scheme. We sampled the inside walls, we sampled the outer walls, and we sampled the different aspects of the walls, and we found that this mineral pyrotite is present in all the samples. Importantly, we found that pyrotite is changing internally in the concrete and releasing sulfur. So what pyrotite does is, when it comes into contact with oxygen and moisture, it essentially rusts and it releases sulfur. The sulfur turns into sulfuric acid, and then the sulfuric acid starts chemical reactions in the concrete blocks that creates salts that can swell and increase the volume of the concrete and induce swelling and cracking. And also they can then replace the cement paste that's binding everything together. And that basically leads to complete strength loss in the concrete. And we found evidence of those salts are called epidergite, thomasite and gypsum in the samples. And we, Andreas Lehmann in EMPA in Switzerland, who did the analysis, did a really detailed, rigorous analysis of that concrete and found strong evidence of that process. It's known as internal sulfate attack happening in the concrete blocks in Donegal.
And the evidence that you gathered from those four homes is, you're saying in this report, and it's been peer-reviewed, is representative of the situation, I think in at least 100 damaged homes across Donegal.
Yeah, that's right. So we teamed up with one of the engineers who's been testing homes in County Mayo and in Donegal, Thomas Campbell from the TA Group, and he was able to pass us some information across that we were able to sort of review, and that's also available as part of the paper, where we see homes that have got, I think about 90 odd homes that have got the same mineral found in the wall independently by different laboratories, and that they're also cracking on the outside and inside on the same scale of the homes that we have assessed. So we would say that you know, that would be representative, because you have a mineral that's known to be reactive, that to release sulfur that turns into sulfuric acid. So it's representative of what we see in Donegal. And interestingly, the sulfur that we measured in detail in the samples that we took all breached the European standard called EN12620, which is used for testing aggregates that are suitable for concrete. So there is too much sulfur in the concrete in the samples that we sampled. And it's a real problem for homes in Donegal.
So the current remediation scheme is based on treating mica for the most part, although I think pyrite as well. Now, what happens if this particular mineral isn't taken into account, if pyrotite isn't included in the way these homes are dealt with?
It creates a risk factor. I mean, if you take a look at the detail in the paper, we're clear that the outer leaf is the one that's most at risk, because it's the one that's exposed most to moisture. But I mean, homes are humid environments. I mean, most homes will be sort of have 40 to 50% humidity in them, and full of oxygen. And it only needs those two ingredients to sort of kick off this process happening in the internal walls. Now, there is very strong evidence in many engineers' reports of homes that are internal walls are now cracking. Now, that cannot be explained by a freeze-thaw process, because people are heating their homes. They're not living in sub-zero conditions. But this issue does explain what is actually happening internally. Now, the samples that we took in the internal walls from the home we sampled all had sulfur levels that were far too high under the regulations, and had the same minerals, epidergite, thomasite and gypsum as well too. So we know that the internal walls are at risk. Now, they're at less of a risk than the outer wall, but the thing is that we need to do more research actually to try and find out what that risk is and quantify it.
And that was Professor Paul Dunlop from Ulster University. In a statement to this programme, the Department of Housing has said a number of reviews are ongoing, and the defective concrete block scheme may be reviewed if these are concluded, if required. But the imminent introduction, the department says, of the enhanced remediation scheme will not be paused in advance.